Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to this quote here. This is how we are looking at math in the future. The concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false. And teaching it is even much less so. Upholding the idea that there are always right and wrong answers perpetuate objectivity as well as fear of open conflict. Well, in the terrifying world that we were warned of, where 2 plus 2 equals 5, this is pretty on the nose, I would say. The most Orwellian thing that I have heard so far. Jeroy Murdoch joins us now to discuss it. He's a Fox News contributor. And, you know, listening to Jack Brewer talk about critical race theory and how it's going to cause more division and unrest than it's going to help, and listening to this Newsweek article citing these quotes about how mathematics is not objective. If math's not objective, I don't know anything that is, Joy.
Annie, I mean, hi, it's good to talk to you and your listeners again. Every week it just gets a little stranger, and I'm not sure if we get much stranger than this, but here we are. I call this basic concept 2 + 2 = racism. And these folks are very serious about what they say, that even the idea of 2 + 2 = 4 has to be looked at in context. It must be contextualized and understood against the backdrop of oppression and colonialization and on and on and on. This is actually from a quote from a professor at, I think she's a PhD student at Rutgers, or PhD candidate at Rutgers, named Brittany Marshall. And she writes the following: nope, the idea of 2 + 2 = 4 is cultural, and because of Western imperialism colonization, we think of it as the only way of knowing. So if I have two pencils and I buy two more pencils, I got 22 pencils or 222 pencils, or maybe the pencils really are pieces of chalk. I mean, it is utter insanity. And I think it really stems from what you find among a lot of the anti-racist crowd. I think that they basically deep down don't have much confidence in black folks. And rather than say, look, black people can do math, black people can speak English, black people can succeed, their sense is, well, they really can't get by well. So rather than educate them, tutor them, whatever it may be, let's just lower standards, assume they can't do well, and attack everything around them to excuse what they see as black ignorance. And I think that's the most racist, insulting thing of all. And you look at the kind of people who can do math, maybe at the level of PhD mathematics, maybe just basic arithmetic. But you look at folks like, I recommend highly the movie Hidden Figures, which was Oscar nominated, about the black female mathematicians who worked for NASA back in the early 1960s, specifically on the Mercury astronaut launches. And their job was to figure out at which angle and speed, at what time and velocity, what have you, would the space capsules bearing people like John Glenn come back to Earth. And they sat there without computers and all the gear we've got now. They did this with hand calculations. And they were able to stretch this out to, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 significant digits. And because of their calculations, John Glenn and these other astronauts were able to come back to Earth, back to their loved ones, and prosper in the society rather than bounce off the atmosphere and at this point be sailing off somewhere off in the Milky Way, obviously very much dead inside of their space vehicles. Nobody talked about the math that these black women did during the Jim Crow period, Jim Crow era, as being racist and a subject of colonization and on and on. They started at 2 + 2 = 4, and then the square root of 93 is this, and on, and developed the skills that literally made it possible for them to do rocket science level math. And they succeeded at that. These are heroes. We should applaud people like this and stop listening to people who are spreading this racial and political cancer, which is what it is. I mean, I believe in civil discourse, but at some point you need to tell people just to shut the hell up.
Yeah. I have so many questions, but yeah, you really put a bow on that nicely. And the Hidden Figures is a fantastic movie. I highly recommend people see it. I mean, really, when I hear the way you're explaining this, and you know, in your words, you're saying that they just don't have much faith and confidence that these communities can handle math and you know, simple objective things that we've known for so long. I have to ask myself, and now I'm going to ask you, to what end? Because this certainly does not build up the minority communities. Is this, at the end of the day, all about making people feel like they're cared for so they get votes?
I think it goes well beyond that, frankly. I think, look, you know, liberal Democrats who are running for U.S. Senate, running for U.S. House, generally want to get votes. And what they'll do is say, here's a program, here's some goodies, here's some free stuff, please vote for me. I mean, that goes back, you know, hundreds of years, really. Certainly goes back to the Great Society and the New Deal. I think these are going well beyond that. I think what they want is essentially what communists want, which is, rather than class struggle based in economics, they want racial struggle. They want the classic Hegelian dialectic of thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Out of tension will come something they feel better. And I think ultimately what they want is a race war. They want black and white people and whites and minorities to be so completely at each other's throats that at some point it explodes and we get bloodshed and mayhem. I think that's exactly what these people want. I think what they want to see is a situation here like you would have seen in Cuba in 1959, or in China in 1949, or Russia in 1917. These are Marxist radical communist revolutionaries, and I think what they want is blood in the streets. I think ultimately that's where this is going.
DeRoy Murdoch is a Fox News contributor. The things you're talking about, DeRoy, is it ultimately that, you know, there was a time in my lifetime when the idea was trying to make the playing field as level as possible for everybody, but it seems like those same people are now saying, no, we want to go back to segregation. Is that to that end that you're just talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these same people want, you know, segregated all black dormitories. There are major universities that have all black graduation ceremonies. I mean, Martin Luther King took a bullet in his head in Memphis to stop this sort of thing. And now these people are bringing back the same exact thing that he and Medgar Evers and the Freedom Riders in the South and all these other wonderful heroes of the Civil Rights era literally gave their lives to stop. And these people are trying to bring it back all in the name of supposedly racial justice or something like this. It's awful. It's horrible. And then nobody should be surprised if we spend so much time focusing on identity politics that at some point white people are going to say, you know what, they're beating up on us, they're calling us names, they hate us, we need to band together and fight back. And boy, I can't think of a better formula to increase Ku Klux Klan membership applications than to have white folks sitting around with everybody on the left saying, we're going to abolish whiteness, we have to stop whiteness, we have to fight whiteness. Are white folks just supposed to sit in the corner and cower? I think what will happen is they will, at some point, arch their backs, the hair on their backs, their necks will stand up, and they will fight back. And again, that is what I think these people want, is racial warfare. And they're pushing us more and more that direction. So why I think these people need to be stopped, they need to be ridiculed. I don't think they can be assailed viciously enough. This is absolute complete societal cancer that these people are peddling.
You know, a lot of what we're hearing, especially from the Biden administration, the word equity quite a bit. We've been hearing about equality for a long time, but it's being made very clear that equality and equity, specifically from the eyes of the Democratic platform and the Democratic administration, are very different things. And this Biden administration is very invested in the idea of equity. What do you make of that?
They are invested in this, and that's a nice sort of warm, fuzzy term that is hard to define, just like sustainable, for example, whatever that means. I'm also struck by the complete lack of self-awareness on the people of people like Joe Biden. Joe Biden would be either still in the Senate or retired in his basement in Delaware if we're not for a man by the name of Barack Obama, who picked him to be vice president. Barack Obama is a black man who won the White House in 2008. And then won it again when he was reelected in 2012. He won it comfortably, and he did that with the help of a lot of white voters who voted this black man into the White House. Biden's vice president is not just a black person, but a black woman who was just elected our first female vice president, also our first black female vice president, who's half Jamaican, half East Indian. if this is such a racist country, why don't all the white folks say, the hell with this, we're not going to let this happen? And the system and the institutions, et cetera, the racist institutions, stop that and somehow keep her off the ballot or scuttle her or do whatever it took to make sure that this black woman didn't get within one aorta's pump of the presidency. Somehow she got in 80 million votes. We're told 80 million ballots cast anyway, and there they are. And yet you hear the same people who benefited from white folks voting for black people saying, oh, it's a racist country, America with three Ks, et cetera, et cetera. It's just staggering. It's so destructive. We've heard from Biden, the whole point of his campaign was to bring us together, unify this country. This is a great way to split the country into pieces. And this is what happens when people vote Democrat. You vote Democrat, folks, and this is the kind of garbage that starts erupting out of Washington, D.C.
DeRoy, can this be fixed, this issue that we're talking about? I mean, it just seems so big and so problematic. Obviously, it seems to be going in the wrong direction. Is there a political solution to this problem, or is there a solution that's outside of politics, in your opinion?
I think it's both. I think people need to rise up against this. I mean, just need to point out that this is totally destructive. It's completely unfair. This critical race theory says that every white person is racist no matter what this person does. So you could be a white person married to a black person and you're still a racist. I heard somebody say that, well, if you're white and don't go out with black people, then you're racist because you don't like black people. If you're white and you go out with black people, then you're fetishizing them. So no matter what you do, it always goes back to racism, no matter what. This is ridiculous, absurd, totally destructive, and everyone of goodwill has to stand up and denounce these people. And I think, as I say, tell them to shut the hell up. This is the last thing this country needs, and these people cannot be excoriated with great buckets of hot oil poured on them from the greatest height possible.
DeRoy Murdoch, thank you so much. Always great to speak with you. I appreciate your perspective on this, and your words, they really do land right now with everything that's going on. Because this is one of those topics that's hard to talk about. People don't talk about it because they've been scared into not being able to speak. I mean, Coca-Cola out there right now saying, try to be less white. I don't really know how to do that, but I don't wake up in the morning trying to be white. I don't really know.
Imagine if they said, everyone, try to be less Jewish. Imagine just that sentence. Imagine us saying, or Coca-Cola saying, try to be less Jewish. Think of the outrage that would erupt, and justifiably so. And yet they can say, try to be less white. And everyone's like, oh, that's okay. We'll go along with that. Sick, 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 sick. This cancer has to be excised at once.
Thank you so much. DeRoy, great to speak with you again. We look forward to having you back.
Great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.